We are surrounded by people who seem oblivious to us. Men and women, scholars and gardeners, people with names, anonymous people, portraits, some of whom are of young men who died of AIDS. This is the first London exhibition of an Iranian painter, YZ Karmi. I first saw some of his work last year in Venice, and now here they are, all these portraits, at Parasol Unit off London City Road. And all these people, none of whom return our gaze, appear to be at peace. Their eyes are downcast. Some have their hands folded on their laps. They wear ordinary clothes, and their mouths and their facial expressions are peaceful and inward, and they are portrayed against blank backgrounds, not white, but a sort of dun colour. It's grey, but not grey. And when you get up very close to these paintings, you almost drown in them. Most are very big, much taller than you or I. And the one I'm standing next to, or in front of, very close up, my eyes are on the level of the man's lips and chin. My shadow is cast on his neck and on his shirt. And when I look down, it goes down all the way, almost to my shoes. But somehow, these are not monumental portraits. They have both intimacy and distance. They're not kings or courtiers. They're not Mao Zedong or Marilyn Monroe. They appear all to be Iranian faces. They've been likened, Karmi's paintings, to Egypto-Roman funeral portraiture, most of which looks as fresh today as when it was painted, with their pigment and encaustic hot wax, brisk and frank application of paint. Karmi's are somehow different. This is oil paint, but oil paint used, well, it's been talked about as used like fresco, but of course if it was like fresco, it would be cracking and falling off the canvas like cake icing on a trampoline. It wouldn't be durable. The surfaces here are matte but not mute. And the backgrounds behind the heads, this dun-coloured off-white, which seems to turn a kind of blue, a kind of penumbra, very close to the head, where it meets a jacket or skin, an ear, hair, kind of breaks down and breaks up. And the clothes themselves, you really do kind of get submerged in the little brush strokes. This man's brownish, anonymous jacket is just full of little touches, and his shirt, slightly translucent shirt, white with some kind of blue thread running through it, very pale. Well, in this shirt and in his chin, that I'm only a hand's breadth away from, you can see all hairs from the brush that have kind of got marooned in it, stuck in it. And all these little tiny touches add up, when we step back, to a portrait that seems to hover just in focus. Not completely blurred like in a Richter portrait, but as if it's just slightly coming in and out of focus as we look. And when we do get up close, we get sucked in. I'm standing against a pillar now, leaning against it and looking at this man with his downcast eyes, his heavy eyelids, his implacable but tender lack of expression. It's a sort of expressionlessness. You might imagine these people are hypnotized, or listen to my voice, count down to one and you are going to sleep. But they're not really like that. They're just thinking. But they're not thinking about us. Or are they? They're portraits. They don't have mentalities. They're things of paint on canvas. Acharya, this man, who I don't know, in his buttoned-up shirt but no tie and his brownish jacket and what looks like a little bit of a paunch beginning just at the bottom of the canvas. The portrait's cut off somewhere around mid-chest level. There's quite a lot of space above his head, almost as much space above his head as there is between his hairline and his eyebrows. There's this strange, this unfocusedness. You might think is a bit like Impressionism, the little touches, the little dabs of the brush that somehow get flattened out and suppressed, but are still there, and you can still see in places the grain of the canvas and little drips, places where he's changed pace, used maybe a different size brush. It's very real, but it's not too real. There's not every hair. It's not a sort of super realism. He leaves a space between you and this man, those women, these others, where you complete the construction of the figure in your brain. Something happens between your eye and what it receives on the retina and your brain. You put life back into these portraits. They're not like anyone else's. They have gravity and tenderness. They are other to us, as we are to them. You would be happy to meet any of these people, I think. The woman in the big shirt, another woman in a blue jumper, a portrait of Kami himself as a young boy before he left Iran. He'd gone to America and the revolution happened. And it was difficult to go back. You could focus on any one of these paintings, any one of these portraits for a long time. Dwell on them. Watch them. Be with them. I think to understand them, though, would be something else.